In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
I want to run right to our phone lines because joining us there, as he usually does on Wednesdays, for our check-in on the Capitol, we've got Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you know, I keep saying Tuesday was an absolute wild ride, but I'm beginning to think it was more of a train wreck. And it's because it's one of those things that you shouldn't watch, but you just can't help yourself. You can't turn away. So let's start here and back up a little bit. The House voted to condemn President Trump's recent remarks on Twitter. And the remarks in question, for our listeners that are just tuning in, are as follows. Go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which you came. Now, presumably, Congressman, these comments were directed at four Democratic congresswomen. But my question to you is, were the words go back? Were they appropriate? Because I think those are the words that folks are having a real problem with.
Well, Kayla, let's start with that. I mean, the sentiment that the president rhetorically is stating in his tweet is something that I don't think is new to a lot of us. A lot of people who've thought who have been offended by the comments, especially of Ilhan Omar, the freshman representative from Minnesota, who is a refugee to this country, who, by the way, I have never heard her say anything positive about America, about the virtues that make America the greatest country in the world. Anything that she says on the House floor is the opposite. It's anti-America. It's why America has failed, or why we have a bad footing in the world. So what the president tweeted is probably a sentiment that many of us share, if it's specifically about her. If America isn't good, then you can leave. You can go anywhere else in the world. Many of us happen to believe America is the greatest country in the world. That's why I put on the uniform and went and served my country in Afghanistan. That's why I served my country in the nation's capital, because I believe that this country is the greatest country in the world and it's worth preserving. No, I don't think the president's tweet was racist, and that's why I voted against the resolution last night. But much of that has been overshadowed by the circus that happened on the House floor, the as you called it, a train wreck of epic proportions in the Democrat Party. Yet a Democrat, a longtime Democrat member, actually abandoned the Speaker's chair yesterday in the midst of all this. These are unprecedented times. It's disappointing. It's not what the American people deserve or expect, and we need to quickly overcome it and get back to being focused on the issues that matter.
Yeah, let's talk about that just here real briefly, because there was drama, to say the least, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she was at the center of a lot of that drama last night, and Congressman, I actually had producer Jay pull some of that audio, so let's hear some of her comments that are really bringing her a lot of heat.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
So that's why the chairman kind of got up and left. There was all this bickering over whether or not she violated any rules, because, let's be honest here, the House Speaker kind of supposed to stay above the fray, if you will. So, Congressman, what do you think? You were there. Did she violate any rules?
Well, the parliamentarian said so. In another unprecedented action that happened yesterday on the House floor, the parliamentarian said, ruled against the Speaker and said that she violated the House rules by calling the president racist, which is there are specific rules that are written against using the word racist and calling the president racist, and she clearly broke that rule. The House immediately voted to overturn that ruling and put the Speaker of the House back in good standing. But there's no question about it that, according to the parliamentarian, they spent a couple of hours digging into it yesterday. The whole House went silent for a couple of hours while they dug into these rules, stated that the Speaker of the House violated the rules of the House.
And then just when you think things couldn't get any more nutty, you top the evening off with Congressman Al Green of Texas once again calling for impeachment. Now, I know there was not a vote on that, Congressman, but is there going to be one?
I fully expect it. I mean, you had the so-called squad that all of this is this back and forth between the president, the initial tweets with the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. They had a press conference as well in the midst of all this 2 days ago, and they're fully pushing for impeachment, and that's what this all goes back to, this dangerous progressive wing of the Democrat Party, the squad on the far left. They keep tugging Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat majority further and further to the left toward this cliff that the Democrat Party is going over in anticipation of an impeachment vote. That is overwhelmingly unpopular with the American people. It's especially unpopular with Hoosiers. They don't want that. They don't want to see that train wreck in their nation's capital. They want us to focus on the issues. Keep building and growing this strong economy, which this president is greatly responsible for. This strong economy, restore our national defense and rebuild our military, focus on securing our border and taking care of the humanitarian crisis at the border. That's what the American people want us to be focused on, not the chaos of the day that Speaker Pelosi is presiding over.
I'm so glad you brought up other Hoosiers, and I'm really pushing my luck here because we're up against a commercial break, but I'm just curious to get your thoughts in regards to the vote for Republicans, including Indiana Congresswoman Susan Brooks, voted with Democrats. What do you think about that?
Well, I respect Susan Brooks quite a bit. She's from Fort Wayne. She's a close friend of mine. This is an area where we have a significant a disagreement. I mean, this is all about the Democrats opposing everything this president is and stands for as we head into the 2020 election. The majority of Republicans voted against this resolution because we know what it is. It's just political posturing and the chaos of the moment that the Democrats have brought to Washington, D.C. So that's disappointing, but I have a feeling that all of this, as we head into 2020, it spells a recipe for Donald Trump being reelected, for Republicans winning back the majority in the House, because this is not what the American people want to see.
All right. Hey, Congressman Jim Banks, I'm up against the clock. Thanks so much for joining us here, and we'll chat again 1 week from today.
Great to be with you. Have a good day.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.